Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
That's an app.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Tomatoes.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb,
bomb. Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Forgive me.
Let's talk Jimmy Garoppolo. If you're a Niners fan, hell, if you're a football fan, you're excited to see what this guy can do as a starting QB this year. But does Garoppolo have what it takes to truly step out of Tom Brady's shadow and start a sham fitness and diet program of his own? This guy was Brady's backup for so long, he's bound to have learned a thing or two from the future Hall of Famer. But can he really push a bullshit diet and pseudoscience workout regimen on the world with the same ease and confidence as Brady? I don't think so. Not yet, at least. Sure, he's got skills. He can probably do some TV spots for protein shakes. But are we going to see him hawking sensory deprivation tanks and spreading nonsense about muscle pliability in San Francisco on day one? Don't get your hopes up, Niners fans. Garoppolo showed flashes of greatness in New England. He's got an impressive arm. But if you seriously think he's going to be able to talk incessantly about the importance of lowering your pH levels and convince people they can stay in perfect physical shape until their 60s, you need to manage your expectations. He doesn't even have a health guru slash body coach slash business partner who's been fined by the FTC for selling fake medicine. That kind of Tom Brady-level talent for spreading bogus health bullshit takes time to cultivate. Sorry, Jimmy, I know there's a lot of pressure on you to show up right away and sell some kind of lemon water cookbook or some shit. Don't let it get to you. Because look, the real problem here is that we're comparing Garoppolo to Brady at all. He's moving on with his own career in a different team. Does he even need to start a bullshit diet to be successful there? No. He has a chance right now to become his own kind of player and maybe start a bullshit clothing brand or a cheap reality show. Let him be his own kind of player, people.
Ah, the Onion. I missed the Onion that had the two guys arguing.
What's it called? The steam bath? It had a name like that.
Yeah, the steam bath I missed.
Yeah, it was really good.
Because the one you just played, that was funny, but that can be hit or miss.
Yeah, there's the guy who did the steam bath is Levin Reed.
Yeah.
Who works here in town, obviously.
Yeah, and the first time I saw Levin Reed in person.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, you're the guy from The Onion? Like, I didn't even know who he was.
I know, it's pretty great.
Except he was the guy from The Onion.
Yeah, and he does a great job on it, too.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was a comedian. All right, it's good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. We have a big day today. Wallach desperate to get Dave Gosher on the air, so that's happening.
That'll be good.
Mike
He's in town.
Gorman, yeah. Going to be on Will Brinson. And there is excitement in the air. There's romance in the air.
Mm-hmm.
As young, sickly Nicholas Jamelli finally did what was required of him by law and got engaged to the woman who found him nude, covered in feces, about to die.
That's one you keep.
The one that's legally binding.
Yep.
If the woman will stay with you after seeing you naked in bed, covered in your own feces, that's when the law steps in and they say, If she wants it to get married, you must at that point do so.
That is true. Because, I mean, if someone can fall in love with you even after seeing that, then it's meant to be.
Now, Nicholas, come in here. I know you're operating our Twitch feed, which you can see as an engagement gift. I will plug Twitch. You can see us in twitch.tv. Search Sports Hub or get the Twitch app. Now, we knew Nick had the ring, which we all kept secret.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew he had the ring, and but we did not know. Did we know that he was proposing this weekend?
No, I had no idea.
No, I don't. We did not know that he was proposing this weekend. Way to miss Cuts for the Cause, by the way, or Pucks and Paddles. But anyway, so you go up to Vermont,
New Hampshire, yeah,
New Hampshire. I'm sorry, and you go up there, and did you? Like get her out of the room, like find some excuse, like her parents were taking her to, you know, eat or something, and then you crapped the bed and laid there with a ring on your hand.
That would have been good.
I'd like reenact it.
Yeah,
she just walks upstairs and yeah, like, it's me like, on the dirty mattress.
Hey guys, I got something planned. If you wouldn't mind taking my lady out for. You know, to make some excuse that you're going to take her to the spy or something. I have a plan. And then you would soil yourself. And then
she walks in and you go, bed. I'm dying for you to say yes.
Yeah. Oh, look what I crapped out. A diamond. And so so how do you propose? You're on a mountain?
No. So it's definitely less romantic than that. I had plans. But I needed to get rid of the ring as fast as possible. It was after a few days, and we were packing up and getting ready to go back home. And I decided right then and there I was going to drop to one knee, and I thought I had a speech all prepared, but it literally just came out like, "Duh, will you marry me?" Well, and luckily she said yes.
But was she overwhelmed? Did she start to sob?
Yes, she did.
Did she know it was coming?
Did you start to
no,
sob?
No, she had no idea.
Okay.
No
did
idea.
You start to sob?
Yeah, I did.
Ew. Gross.
Well, I didn't like bawl or anything like that, but you know, shed a tear.
I still have never cried from happiness. I never have cried from happiness in my entire life. I don't get it.
I don't get happiness.
No. I don't get why it would make you
this
cry.
This is not shocking.
I don't know why. Well, I've had big events in my life. People always say they cry when their children were born, but none of us, the three of us have cried when their children were
not
born.
Not when the kids were born. That's such a massive moment that it's almost like your emotions just go away. It's like you're just kind of going through it.
And plus, then you know it's going to happen.
Yeah, but you also don't realize how huge it is until like a day later when everything kind of comes down and it's quiet and you're holding your kid. Then it's a little different. And you still don't cry then.
No.
But yeah, no.
But that's... Rich has had a reason to cry from happiness.
Oh, sure.
Overwhelming things happen.
Sure. Like when you get a good diagnosis and stuff like that. Right, like that's huge.
I'm not saying that it's a weakness or anything. I'm saying that I've just never been so happy that I cried. Have you, John?
I'm trying to think. Not like openly weeping, no.
No championship of any of your favorite
teams?
No.
2004 was close. No, Sox in 2004, very close.
There was no, like, you won, like, best first chair in the...
Oh, win the ensemble. No, I didn't cry that day.
Okay.
No, I was just happy.
When David Silver got a record deal on...
but he had a lame producer. I mean, we could go... We could do a deep dive on that.
You knew that wasn't going to work.
No. He knew up front the guy was lame, but he did it anyway, and it didn't work out.
And when you're hitching your wagon to Babyface at that point...
That was different, though.
Oh, yeah, that was a different
one. That was a different one. That was one who just kind of popped up on stage and, you know, slept with the groupie and had
not
crabs
the groupie,
after that.
He slept with Kari Wuhr.
Yeah, but what I forget. What did she? She was like a
promoter. She was like a liaison.
Yeah, between her and the school for the fair, yeah.
Did your dad know you were getting married?
Yeah, I showed him the ring.
Oh, okay. So he knew.
Ah, Nick!
That's good.
The same day I showed you guys. So.
We should check in with your dad.
That's a good idea.
Sure.
We're in the middle of a meatball.
We should check in on him.
He's very happy.
Are you? Do you guys know? I know this has all just happened, but have you thought about what month you're going to do it and when you're going to?
I think it's going to be next fall or winter. So.
Like this one coming up or next?
Next.
Oh, so a year and a half from now?
Maybe. I don't know. We haven't really talked about it yet.
Dude, just get it done.
Yeah.
I mean, give yourself a little less than a year or something, but I mean, don't do a year and a half.
No. Take your time.
It's always a chance to give you.
Please save the date, September 15th of 2021.
Yeah. Why not?
Is that too far?
No.
Yeah.
It is
no,
a little.
Not. Because it's a year and a half of people meddling.
No.
Yes. There's one thing about
I
your wedding.
I could not agree more.
Everyone wants
absolutely
to meddle.
Right.
No.
Yes.
What you do is you find the destination. There's a bunch of crap that you have to do. You have to find where you want to do it. Then you have to find when they have availability.
Yeah.
You're going to have to work with her parents to see what they're going to cover. And then you're going to have to budget it all out.
That's why a year.
Sometimes you can't do that. Sometimes the places are booked up. I mean, it's more where you want to do it than when you want to do it.
Where are you thinking? Vermont? You're going to have to force Fred to go to Vermont?
I think Portland is one of the options.
Ah, Portland. So, good place.
Portland, I don't mind. You go in Vermont, you're on your own.
No, we're not going there.
Yeah, thank
you. No way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're on your own. Well, listen, Nick, in all seriousness, congratulations. We knew it was coming. We kept the secret very well.
You did. You guys did. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, go back and run Twitch. The Twitch where you can watch us up close and personal. Up there on the Twitch machine. All right, Rich. Big night for the Celtics.
Oh, unbelievable. That's one hell of a way to snap out of a January funk. Celtics just dominate the Lakers last night.
Yeah, that is a... old tune by the time. January funk.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas is gone. Bow, bow, bow.
Song lasts 8 minutes and 14 seconds.
That's Ice Cream Castle.
That's right.
You got dead January.
All of their songs last 8 minutes and 14 seconds.
Except the hit, strangely enough.
Yeah, I know. Like Jerk Out, 3:45. And it's done.
Well, Jerk Out.
Actually,
Jerk
no, there is an extended version of that.
Jerk Out Live can go 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you buy Ice Cream Castles, there's like five songs on it.
Older songs like The Walk, just forever.
Yeah. Because, you know, they were meant to dance, baby. Mm-hmm. They were meant to be played live. All right. We will find out all about the Celtics and all those other things coming up in just a moment.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Sports. Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night? 98.5 Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, big night for the Celtics last night.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Davis rolls his way in, drops the ball off his foot, turns it over. Another Laker turnover. Kemba lead for Gordon Hayward. Shovels it out to the wing. Jaylen Brown didn't want to shoot. Return to Kemba. Trail three. Got it.
That was a pass. And kicking the ball off your foot, and all of a sudden, Kemba gets it and knocks down the tree. Celtics on the march.
27-11 is the Boston run. This is their largest lead, up by 17 now.
Man, both teams were healthy. Both teams wanted it. But in the end, the Celtics absolutely laid a beatdown on LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and the Lakers in Boston's best performance of the year. A 32-point stomping. 139-107, the final score. For those keeping track, the Celtics haven't beaten the Lakers by that much in over 50 years. Five players ended up in double figures, including a signature game from Jason Tatum.
Final seconds of the quarter. Tatum drives, flips it up and in, beating the buzzer. The Lakers came out of the gate throwing haymakers. They came out like Connor in this one. Up 8-0. Scoring on every possession with their size, frustrating the Celtics, and they just refuse to fade away in this thing. And a lot of their baskets coming on sheer will. Badly outshot, badly out-rebounded, yet it's the Celtics that had the lead at the end of one at the Garden. Boston 33, LA 30.
Yep, Tatum gets his 27 points, was 5-for-8 from three. And where we all remember Tatum's poster dunk over LeBron James a while back, this time It was his teammate's turn to do the honors.
Five-game trip for the Lakers. New York, Brooklyn, Philly coming up. Jaylen Brown catches, drives left side, elevates over Danny Green and throws it down hard with two hands. And Frank Vogel has to call a timeout. It happened out of nowhere, and it's not the first time tonight the Celtics have caught the Lakers on an inbound.
Excuse me. What you miss here is LeBron James got dunked on. He got his sandwich picked and taken.
That's called getting your sandwich picked and taken, I guess, in basketball terms.
Okay.
It's often talked about.
Yeah, but I know getting dunked on meant getting your sandwich picked and taken.
Yeah, you go around and there's a circle, and then they go, pick your sandwich.
Your sandwich, and then your sandwich.
And then you take the one that you pointed to.
Okay, well, I guess LeBron James has no sandwich. LeBron dunks on him. And then there was a stare down so cold that he got a technical. Yeah. Absolutely worth it. For a stretch, the Celtics just couldn't miss, so much that even this guy was pulling stuff off.
Ball moved to the corner. Grant Williams has hit a three. Yeah. And he had something for somebody on the Laker bench. Big smiles.
Just a technical. He shot it, and then he turned around and he said something to somebody over there. As they were saying,
clearly in jest.
Okay, so I was at the game, so I didn't see exactly what happened. I watched the replay this morning, and it makes it 10 times funnier. So Grant Williams, the guy who missed like 26 three-pointers to start the season, buries one right in front of the Lakers bench and turns around in almost like a sarcastic way, gives a thumbs up to DeMarcus Cousins, who starts cracking up and gets a technical from it. Really stupid tech, but I mean, it was like a self-deprecating, like, dude, even I'm getting him in. And like, DeMarcus is dying laughing. I gotta tell you, good for DeMarcus Cousins for like going on the road with these guys. I know he's like out for the season, but it's for the entire season, right? Like, there's no chance of him coming back right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Still going on the road.
Who knows if he's going to play again?
Yeah, maybe not. But I mean, then again, at that point, they were up by a million, so who cares about the technical? On top of that, Enes Kanter just proving to be one of the best signings of the offseason. He scored 18, had 11 boards. That's good enough for a double-double. I mean, it was fun watching the Anthony Davis and his Kanter show together. And on a day that, listen, none of us here are going to say that Anthony Davis isn't a better player than Enes Kanter. But last night...
Well, he got in foul trouble early.
He did. They had to sit him down after just a couple minutes into the first.
Coming back after a... bad-looking back injury. I mean, he wasn't full speed.
No.
But still, it was a lot of fun to watch.
Yep, just a massive feel-good win last night for the Celtics. Here is Brad Stevens afterwards talking about all that stuff. Actually, let's go to Kemba Walker. Kemba, this is a crazy stat. Before last night's game, Kemba was 0 for 28 against LeBron James. That's insane.
Well, there's someone who was 0 for 30 against Jordan.
Yeah, he's the only person who head-to-head has a worse 0 for type of score. And I'll have to take a look who that is.
I just read it, and then it slipped my mind.
Yeah, here is Kemba Walker being asked about his first time beating LeBron James.
I know everybody's making a big deal with the record and stuff, but you know, I have the utmost respect for LeBron, and you know, he's one of the greatest players of all time. If anybody, him, you know, if the guy I couldn't beat, it'd be him. You know, he's such a great player, and he's done so much in this league. You know, he's been so far, so, you know, it just feels good to win. I'm more excited about the way we played and the way we came out. You know, especially with the struggles that we had, you know, in the last couple of weeks, really. That's what I'm more excited about.
See, that's how a leader speaks.
Yeah, well, the idea that he didn't care about that losing streak and people talking about it is...
If
you're a competitor, that's not true at all.
But you know what? You said all the right things there. Even though he's probably got that, it's like, oh, finally, I got that off my back.
Yeah.
That's pretty embarrassing at that point. But then again, he was on the Hornets.
I was going to say, I'm out of Charlotte. I'm with a team that can actually win.
Right. So, by the way, here's Brad Stevens talking about how this is something that obviously... they're glad it happened despite the way they've been playing as of late.
We needed to play well
you know, that doesn't guarantee results. But like I said this morning, we had a great film session yesterday that was, you know, very much like there's a lot of things that we can control and control better than we have. But that doesn't guarantee you're going to make shots and every, you know, things are going to go your way like this. We were fortunate to put the ball in the basket quite a bit, but we really competed on both ends. That was good.
Well, as for LeBron James, he was asked about getting dunked on by Jaylen Brown, and he answered in the most LeBron way possible.
You don't take it personal. It's part of basketball. Guys, you go for blocks, you get blocks, you get dunks. I think if you were to tally up my successful block attempts compared to my successful dunk ons, I think I'm kind of more like... So, it's not the first time I've been dunked on. Might not be the last time I get dunked on, but... You know, Jaylen's been playing exceptionally well this year, and you know, that was a good play.
Just what a dick.
Him it's and, like, make sure that wasn't
everyone
that
knows
bad.
I'm awesome.
That he had to say, you know, bad. When I have to tally up the amount of blocks I've had,
oh,
I got to try to do that
bad.
To
he
that was bad.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, he had
it
to throw
was.
In how good he
it
is.
It was. He could have just let the kid have his day.
He
and
did.
Instead,
he said he
oh,
got
no,
dunked on.
He hedged it.
And then he said that he liked that he was a good player.
He hedged it.
Only after saying my record with this kind of thing is pretty good.
He said he
so
could
I'm not
play
worried
exceptionally
about it.
This season.
Mm-hmm.
He said
after Jaylen, after he said
oh,
my right my record
great.
This isn't
give me
bad.
But I'm great too.
Oh,
yeah.
Give me
just before he complimented Jaylen Brown.
Oh, yeah. Him and Kyrie are perfect for each other.
Yeah. Oh, you're really comparing are. Him to Kyrie?
No, Kyrie's the worst.
No.
But those two playing together seems to be perfect now.
Kyrie's daily. Kyrie.
I don't care. I don't like LeBron James that much. I think he's overexposed. But I blame that as much on the media than him. But of all the things to pick on, that wasn't bad.
Oh, that was bad. That was bad.
I don't think so.
You did not have to throw in the fact that, yeah, but if you really add up all the times that someone's tried to dunk on me.
What's
he
supposed to say?
He's supposed to say, it happens.
It happens, man.
It just happens and leave that other part out of it.
But then he added in, yeah, but I mean, if you take a look at the amount of times I've stopped that from happening, I'm pretty great at that. I mean,
the amount of times I've dunked on people as opposed to getting dunked on.
Oh, please.
We're all aware of how good you are.
Oh, give me a break. I mean, he could literally say anything and you two would go nuts.
No, all he had to do was leave that part out of it.
Because he always says douchey stuff.
Well, that's the thing is that no matter what he says, he can't win with you two.
That's not true. That is not true. Right there, you can't tell me that wasn't.
I did. I just did. And I can.
There was a period of time after he finally won a championship that we were all like, oh, okay, he's speaking normally. He doesn't have to worry about that anymore, and he's not talking like an idiot.
There's so many people out there and right now saying so many corny things.
Sure.
You have Captain Fight for Your Right to Party out there.
Travis Kelce.
You have Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
And now in the paragon, the scope of all these things that are being said, the idea that you two attack LeBron James for that, quite frankly, damages your credibility.
It was a douchey thing to say. But then again, he wasn't even in the same stratosphere as what Kyrie Irving said yesterday. Now, if you remember...
Are we going to need more time?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We might need more time because his was just... Like astoundingly,
just when you thought you've heard it all from Kyrie, he steps up and outdoes himself.
Yeah, he might have something wrong with him.
I mean, narcissism.
Really?
Just having complete and total narcissism and the inability to know what people around him.
Borderline personality disorder.
I wish I had that, where you could like walk in your own bubble and not realize how you affect people and live life like you're awesome.
It sounds good, but when you know someone who has it and they're completely unaware that everyone hates them, then it gets a little bit... It sounds like a nice way to be, and I've often thought that, but then when you know someone who has it, like... They're unaware that everyone hates them.
Yeah, but if you have enough money, it doesn't matter.
and the thing is, too, is that he's also one of those guys, and I'm starting to learn this, is that he's dumb. Like, it's not just that he's narcissistic. He's dumb, and he's one of these guys that thinks he's smart.
Mm-hmm. And that's very dangerous. But, you see that with the Curt Schilling.
Yeah.
Sure. And the more he talks, I used to think he was probably a pretty intelligent guy. And now the more I hear him talk.
He went to Duke, but only for a year.
Yeah. Oh, he went to Duke.
I think he's
technically
dumb.
He was on campus for a year.
He went to Duke. All right. Yeah, Krzyzewski's a real leader of men. You know, I coached with Knight at West Point. I do the right things. Oh, give me a break.
Most successful college basketball coach in history.
I wonder why.
Other than John Wooden.
Do you think if you picked all scholar athletes that you're going to be the most winningest coach in college basketball history? The reverence that the guy is given in the pieces of garbage that have come out of that program. Oh, no, we look for character number one.
Well, that was a good thing to see. I mean, you don't want to jump to too many conclusions, but the one thing that you saw last night was for a first time in a while, the team was fully healthy. And you got to see them play in a game that they were emotionally up for. And in the playoffs, obviously, every game is going to be similar to this one. You saw a Lakers team. They went up against a Lakers team that was fully healthy. Anthony Davis on the floor. I know he's coming back from injury, but he was on the floor. So I thought that it was a good sign that what you've been seeing over the last couple weeks, and we've been saying this, and none of us have been freaking out, but you wanted to make sure that it wasn't a pattern and it wasn't turning into something, which unfortunately I feel may be happening with the Bruins. But with the Celtics, I always thought that once they get up for a game and they truly feel like they want to win it, and it's not the doldrums of January, that they can rally and play hard. And you saw that last night. I also believe...
Well, you could make the argument that the Bruins are the best team in hockey. So, I mean...
How have they been the last month, though?
But do you say the doldrums of... I mean, they're still in first place. I mean, they're a better team
but there's patterns
in hockey than there are than the Celtics are in basketball.
But here's the problem. The pattern that they've been going through is that they are not able to... There's too many games where they give up massive leads. That's a problem.
Well,
There's certain patterns. They can't win in overtime. Their shootouts are awful, and when they get to that...
Their shootouts are going to be bad. I mean, they're just going to not... They're not going to pick up points in shootouts. That's just the way
when you get to the playoffs,
be.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, when you get to the playoffs, it doesn't matter.
But there's problems that they have yet to fix. Whereas with the Celtics, there's nothing really... Like, there's no pattern. It's just that, all right, they didn't try this game. And you see that a couple times. Now, the reason that the Bruins are so good is because they came out so hot. But it's been a while since they've been that hot.
The thing I worry about the most is the blowing of leads. I mean, you lose to bad teams like Ottawa and New Jersey and Chicago. That happens to a lot of teams. I think Ottawa beat Tampa Bay the other night. It's the blowing of big leads. And it doesn't happen just once. That's happened a lot this year where they've raced out to a 2 or 3 goal lead and the other team will get right back into it. And to blow 2-3 goal leads in a week is unprecedented for the NHL. That just doesn't
it's not
happen.
Good, but I mean,
as far as the overtime stuff and the shootout stuff and the losing to Chicago, I get all of that. But, they get up for better teams.
But if you're saying who's got a chance to win a championship, I mean, it's the Bruins are a favorite.
That's not what I'm saying at all.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that you have one team that I believe has real issues that they have to resolve, and another team that can get up for big games, and it seems like they're able to do so.
Well, if you're not going to win a championship, what's the difference?
Well, they need a piece. That's the thing. And you know what? I don't know if the Bruins are going to. They're getting muscled around. They're getting bullied, and we've seen this.
Not the last couple of games.
Well, look how they lost the Stanley Cup. They got bullied around.
I think that's fixable. I think we saw them in the first game of the home-and-home against Pittsburgh. They changed things. They changed the narrative. They were fine. And in the playoffs, maybe you get a lower-level forward that can stay on the ice and play 12 minutes and be good at that and then maybe add to the offense as well. That's not going to cost you too much. The Bruins are one of those teams, one of 6 or 7 that can win a cup this year.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, when we come back, we can hear from Kyrie Irving, who is going through something. All right, here are the headlines.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
happening now.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Be listening this morning at 6:50 and 8:50 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to see the Celtics take on the Memphis Grizzlies tomorrow night from Rafters inside the TD Garden. Rafters is a social club with stunning views and a bunch of craft beer options. Go to tdgarden.com/rafters to learn about a Rafters membership that's coming up at 6:50.
So about a week ago, when Kyrie Irving returned back from his injury, his Nets played the 76ers. They got beat. Kyrie was the fourth best player on the court as far as points scored, and he decided to call out many of the players on his team, saying that they needed to add another piece and that between him and Kevin Durant, they needed more guys who were dependable around him, essentially crapping on everybody else, including the people who had played better than him that evening. So when he was asked about it, we played this clip yesterday. When he was asked about it, he didn't do a whole lot of good getting himself out of the hole he had dug himself into.
You know, at the end of the day, I always say it's an entertainment league. You know, we're very drama filled. We, you know, everything regurgitates on all these media platforms, which is part of our society. I can't really do anything about it, you know, except really be, you know, a pillar in our locker room, be very communicative. And when I'm out there with the guys, just impact winning. You know, that's really what it comes down to. You know, it's not like I'm a yelling at everybody in the freaking locker room all the time, and you hear all these stories, you know. And at the end of the day, my name, it was given to me by my grandfather. I'm very grateful, but it's in a lot of people's mouths all the time, and it is what it is. I've earned that respect in terms of how great I am as a player, and there's still more goals I want to accomplish in this league, and I can't do it without improving an organization and winning a championship, and that's what it comes down to. So I'm going to continue to push. I'm going to continue to demand greatness out of myself and demand greatness out of my teammates, and we go from there. If it's harsh as a leader or it's too much for anybody, you're not in our locker room, stay the f*** out. It's as simple as that.
All right. So as I was saying yesterday, somebody said, all right, well, he said, well, it's all for the people in the locker room. So how is he in the locker room? Well, a writer for The Athletic was there for a time just the other day when Kyrie Irving asked the question, it's not a coincidence the last time the Nets won a title, they were led by Julius Irving. What a coincidence. Now we have another Irving. I'm just saying. And so one of the other players in the team said, excuse me? And he goes, I'm just saying Irving. And he said, how do you spell his name again? Pinson responded, hoping that Irving would realize just how silly he was being with the Dr. J chatter and just stop. He's with an E, Irving said, acknowledging the difference. But how do you say it? Irving smiled and nodded. He couldn't relent. His teammates wouldn't either. Laughter ended the discussion. So they laughed at him for comparing himself to Julius Irving. But to be quite honest, that wasn't the worst person that he compared himself to. No, that happened yesterday. On what day was it yesterday?
Martin Luther King Day.
Take it away, Kyrie Irving.
When I was out for those 7 weeks and not saying anything, and still people are still saying things about me, it's inevitable. You know, they crucified Martin Luther King for speaking about peace and social integration. You could go back to historical leaders and great people in society that do great things, and they're still going to talk shit. It is what it is. Like, I know what I stand for. I'm a great family man. I have great values, core values. This basketball stuff is a game at the end of the day. It's dramatized. It's entertainment for people and fans. I'm a human being at the end of the day. I'm going to keep on reiterating that.
Where were you when Kyrie Irving marched at Selma? You remember those great moments?
By the way, didn't play again last night.
Of course he didn't play.
Didn't play.
And yet still compares himself to Martin Luther King. I mean, it's almost the same way, you know, the way that, you know, the FBI was they was after him, writing him letters to commit suicide, and but he was out for a couple games, and people were saying mean things about him.
Yeah,
it's almost the exact same deal.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all about entertainment and drama. Okay, I mean, yeah, it's an entertainment business. That's your job. See, here's the thing: is that he goes like it's all entertainment and it's all business. Okay, it's showbiz. Very well. Then why are you taking so effing personally? Everything is okay. It's show. It's entertainment. It's a show. Okay, but then you turn around and you're so effing sensitive, and you feel this need to validate yourself in everyone's eyes, and you're so narcissistic, probably borderline personality disorder. I mean, no kidding. No one thinks that. Here's what he believes. He believes that, and this, I bet you anything this is true. He believes that people live through him, mm-hmm. and he's trying to tell people, no, this is just entertainment. Like, like, you know, I know,
like
you,
Ray Lewis.
Like, I know you worship me, but I have to pump the brakes a little bit and tell you that, you know, this is only entertainment.
You know, I had a couple people when I was talking about him a minute ago. You know, I think that he's one of these people that thinks he's smart and believes that everybody around him thinks he's brilliant and great and doesn't realize how awful he sounds when he speaks. And a bunch of people reached out because we have a million smart people in Boston who said this is something called the Dunning-Kruger effect.
Yes, we've talked about this with Kurt Schilling before.
It's a cognitive bias in which people assess their cognitive ability as greater than it is. It's related to the cognitive bias of superiority, an illusion of superiority, and comes from the inability of people to recognize their lack of ability.
Which is why The Office was a hit.
Yes.
He's Michael Scott. Right. I mean, it's every buffoon in every comedy. They think that they're smart, but they're dumb. And everyone, like, does deadpan takes to the camera when they speak.
On Diversity Day, didn't Michael Scott compare himself to Martin Luther King?
Probably. All I know is gruel. Gruel sandwiches. But, yeah, I don't know. Probably. I've seen so many of them in the last month. But, yeah, I mean, he believes that he is, like, very important to people. And he's telling people, hey, listen, this is entertainment. I get it. But, you know, behind the all the entertainment and all the showbiz, I'm this phenomenal person. And I don't care what you think, but I'm just going to let you know I'm a great family man and a super smart guy. And, you know, if you look at people like Martin Luther King, there are people that were great too, and people talked poorly about them.
And by the way, stop this greatness thing. You came to a Celtics team last year and ruined them, a team that had made it to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals, and your addition made it worse.
Yeah.
So stop with this whole I'm great thing. Like, you don't have that going for you anymore. And I love that, Frank, because I heard people yesterday saying that he is the Kanye West of the NBA. Your comparison's better. He's the Michael Scott of the NBA.
Yeah, same thing this year, too, by the way.
And by the way, his teammates are laughing at him, just like in The Office. Everyone's mocking Michael Scott.
Right, because, again, there's a hierarchy in the NBA. I get it. And, you know, if someone wants to get away with stuff and, you know, skip out on things, you kind of go, all right, they've earned that. But these guys aren't schlubs. I mean, these guys are people who have dominated this sport their entire lives and are playing at the highest level. I mean, there's a certain point where you go, shut the F up. Like you're a clown. Like, stop talking to me like this. You know, this isn't him talking to a group of reporters. I mean, when he's in the locker room. I mean, he pulls that crap. I mean, they're not like, you go, oh, wow, Kyrie Irving. Like, with LeBron James, I get it. Like, LeBron James, you go, oh, okay, he's got a bunch of championships.
Right, you can back up the talk. When he says he's the greatest, you're like, all right, well, you're not the greatest, but you can say you're the greatest.
Right,
sure.
But and you probably talk behind his back a little bit, but I mean, in the end, you want a championship.
Right. LeBron's going to win you something.
Right, exactly.
Kyrie's
and he's
going
to make you money, and he's going to make you money.
Kyrie's not winning you jack.
No, Kyrie's not going to make any money.
You never see the basketball.
Well, you never see the basketball.
At least LeBron.
And he publicly craps on you.
LeBron is leading the NBA in assists this year.
Like, I mean,
it's a big difference.
I'm trying to make money, and I got this guy. Think about it this way. If you're trying to make money, and then you have a guy on your own team crapping on you.
Yeah. While dribbling on the other side of the floor.
I don't care. I don't care if he can fly.
I know.
Like, if you start crapping on me, I'm like, what the hell, dude? I'm trying to make money, and you're putting my name out there like I suck? Screw you. Like, I'm in the NBA. I dominated in college. I dominated in high school. I dominated AAU. Don't you come. You can't talk to me like that. Dumbass. Yeah, he's Michael Scott. He's every buffoon in every movie. He's everyone who thinks that they know what's going on, but everyone's laughing behind their back. All right, let's give away some Celtics tickets here. You can see them. If you're caller number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985, you'll score a pair of tickets to see the Celtics take on the Grizzlies tomorrow night from Rafters inside the TD Garden. Rafters is a social club with stunning views and a bunch of craft beer options. Go to tdgarden.com/rafters to learn about a Rafters membership. There you go. We will be back. And we will be talking about some things about Andy Reid and what he had to say and so much more.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich. 98.5 Sports.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Guys of all shapes and sizes
now
come together to form a team.
More of Toucher and Rich.
That could be interesting.
On Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Well, the NFL's learning that the TV side of things take a hit without Tom Brady. The ratings for this year's AFC title game suffering a significant drop-off when compared with last season. According to CBS, the AFC Championship between the Chiefs and Titans drew a 41.1 point million average viewers. Last year's overtime game between Kansas City and New England averaged 53.9 million, which
no
marked
villain.
A five-year high.
No villain.
Well, it's the truth. I mean, it's like there's tons of Patriots fans, and there are even more who do not like the Patriots and watch to see them lose. Well, the NFC battle in the later window had better totals, 43.6 million, but still, nothing like when the Patriots are there. Speaking of Brady and the rampant speculation as to where he might land, Jason Lockenfora reported yesterday regarding Philip Rivers that he was, quote, hearing a lot of buzz about Tampa as a possible landing spot. As reported back in November, he and the Chargers were likely to parting of the ways. Now,
Philip Rivers seems like a Tampa guy.
Well, Philip Rivers lives in Florida,
yeah.
And he just moved back there. So
yeah,
he
seems like a guy who might seem like intellect level as the Tampa people.
You might be right. He'd probably be a god amongst men out there. So, I mean, that just, once again, leaves open a spot that has been speculated to go to Tom Brady. Who knows what they're going to end up doing. Where is San Diego's draft pick this year?
It's got to be their seventh, you say?
Are they just at the, outside the top 10 or inside of it? Like, they're right around, hovering around there. So, I mean, you wonder what their plan for quarterback is if Philip Rivers ends up leaving. I don't even know who their backup is at the time for the Chargers.
The Chargers are 5-11, so.
Okay. So, yes, they got to be top 10,
yeah,
I would think.
I would think so, too.
But even though the ratings may be down for the Patriots, the ticket prices for the Super Bowl are not. According to SeatGeek, the current average price for a Super Bowl ticket is going for $9,500 with the current, and that, you know, you can say that that's inflated because some people just throw these crazy numbers out there. But one way you can find where the plateau is at is the lowest price. And right now that's at $5,700. And the highest one they've got on there is a $70,000 one. As a matter of fact, the ticket prices for this year's Super Bowl are higher than they've ever been. The next highest priced Super Bowl was when the Patriots played the Eagles back in Super Bowl LII, and the average ticket price for that game was $5,300.
Where was that game?
That one, we went to that one.
Wait, when they played
the Eagles?
No, Eagles and lost?
That wasn't Minnesota,
no,
was it?
No, we didn't go to that game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was in Atlanta.
No, we didn't go to the game.
No,
we,
no, no.
We covered it.
No, it's the second time they played.
It's the one they just played.
The one where
Nick Foles went
nuts.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I was thinking about the McNabb.
That was Minneapolis.
Yeah, that was
Minneapolis.
Which is crazy because I didn't think many people would want to go to Minneapolis for the Super Bowl. But
right.
That was
why? I don't understand. What's the problem?
Well, I know at least a few people that were cocky and got condos for the Super Bowl weekend and everything,
yeah,
before. Just assuming that the Patriots were going to win.
Well, Fred, to your point, it's not surprising because they have broken down like what regions are buying these tickets. Now, it's not surprising that Kansas City right now is in the lead with 13% of the tickets. And then it's fans from New York They've bought 12.2% of the tickets.
They thought the Jets weren't going in.
what a crusher. People from Chicago purchasing 8.1% of the available seats. Boy, that's just a beginning of the year type thing, right? Because remember, they were like Super Bowl darlings.
Yeah, they were 12-4 last year. I mean, I would too.
Boston, 5.4% of the tickets to the Super Bowl, and Dallas is 4.9. They're out at the top five. Boston over 5%. Maybe that's just people looking for something to do after they go to Gronk Beach.
Yeah, I mean, you really can't fault them for making a mistake when Gronk Beach is sitting there looking you right in the face. I mean, when you know you can spend the day with Gronk and his friends.
Mm-hmm.
Just chilling on the beach.
Yeah, so there you go. You got a ton of people from Kansas City and a lot of people from New York.
All right, well, that should be a lot of fun for all the people down there.
They're just visiting their family members in Miami.
Exactly.
That's right. I mean, you go down, if you've ever been to South, if you haven't been to South Florida recently, you would think that you are in New York. I mean, half the people there just moved there and stayed there.
Yeah. Or you could go up to Boca Raton. And the Naples area. Boca Raton is a great place to retire if you like being stuck in traffic for no reason. Just the worst traffic on the planet.
Really?
In Boca Raton? Boca Raton, and then where'd you live, Dan?
Florida, Florida?
No.
No, that's a different place.
That's therapy, Rich. I lived in West Palm Beach.
Yeah, so West Palm Beach.
It's terrible. That whole stretch all the way down, Delray, Boynton, all the way down the East Coast. But yeah, don't go out after 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, they can't. I can't believe people retired. Well, I know why they do, because their friends did. But I can't imagine doing that.
Everyone's going to Lion Country Safari, the drive-through safari.
You posted pictures. I can't tell you how many times I've been there.
The best was that I'm not joking. We pulled in, and the very first thing we saw to the right was one of those giant tortoises, but his neck was hanging out and it was upside down in a puddle. So I think the first thing that we saw was a dead tortoise.
Or a drugged up tortoise.
I've heard of them doing that so they don't attack people.
Yeah.
Those attack tortoises. And I saw a couple tortoises having sex. That's great. The sound they make is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
I went to the Bass Pro Shops, saw the exact same thing downstairs.
Did you hear that awesome
in
sound?
In Foxborough, yeah, all these kids are like huddled around. There's like a little waterfall in the back on the bottom floor.
It's like with
you
the
hear it, like, what the hell is that?
It's like when the battery's dead in your car, and you just get that one little flicker.
It won't turn over. Yes, that's right.
They're showing some restraint. They don't want to just go crazy.
Sure.
All right, no commercials here, just the headlines. When we come back, Andy Reid being very much Andy Reid.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.